throughout the Old and the New Testament, God's people are described as God's flock. We're the sheep of His pasture. And He draws this figure of a shepherd and his sheep on many and various occasions to impress upon us the relationship that He has toward us and that we have toward Him. His relationship toward us being one of complete dependability. Our relationship toward Him, one of complete dependence. And in the light of this, I want to read for you something that many of you perhaps have already come across earlier, but something that is very beautiful and will impress upon our minds the beauty and the truth that is found in this 23rd Psalm. It's entitled The Basque Sheepherder and the Shepherd Psalm. It appeared in one of the publications, the Reader's Digest, several years ago, and I invite your attention to it as we read now. It is entitled The Basque Sheepherder and the Shepherd Psalm. Old Ferrando de Alfonso was a Basque herder employed by a big Nevada sheep outfit. He was rated as one of the best sheep rangers in the state, and rightly so, for back of him were 20 generations of Iberian shepherds. But de Alfonso was more than a sheep herder. He was a patriarch of his guild, the traditions and secrets of which have been handed down from generation to generation. Despite the long absence from his homeland, he was, when I knew him, still full of the legends, the mysteries, the religious fervor of his native hills. I sat with him one night under the clear, starry skies, his sheep bedded down beside a sparkling pool of water. As we were preparing to curl up in our blankets, he suddenly began a dissertation in a jargon of Greek and Basque. When he had finished, I asked him what he had said. In reply, he began to quote in English the 23rd Psalm. There on the desert, I learned the sheep's literal interpretation of this beautiful poem. David and his ancestors, said de Alfonso, knew sheep and their ways. And David has translated a sheep's musings into simple words. The daily repetition of this psalm fills the sheepherder with reverence for his calling. Our guild takes this poem as a lodestone to guide us, he says. It is our bulwark when the days are hot or stormy, and when the nights are dark, or when wild animals surround our bands. Many of its lines are the statements of the simple requirements and the actual duties of a Holy Land shepherd, whether he lives today or followed the same calling 6,000 years ago. Phrase by phrase, it has a well-understood meaning for us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Sheep instinctively know, said de Alfonso, that before they have been folded for the night, the shepherd has planned out their grazing for the morrow. It may be that he will take them back over the same range. It may be that he will go to new grazing ground. They do not worry. His guidance has been good in the past, and they have faith in the future because they know that he has their well-being in view. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Sheep graze from around 3:30 in the morning until about 10. They then lie down for 3 or 4 hours and rest, said de Alfonso. When they are contentedly chewing their cuds, the shepherd knows they are putting on fat. Consequently, the good shepherd starts his flocks out in the early hours on the rougher herbage, moving on through the morning to the richer, sweeter grasses, and finally coming to a shady place for the forenoon rest in the fine, green pastures. Best grazing of the day. Sheep resting in such happy surroundings feel contentment. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Every shepherd knows, said the Basque, that sheep will not drink gurgling water. There are many small springs high in the hills of the Holy Land, whose waters run down the valleys only to evaporate in the desert heat. Although the sheep need the water, they will not drink from these fast-flowing streams. the shepherd must find a place where rocks or erosion have made a little pool, or else he fashions with his hands a pocket sufficient to hold at least a bucketful. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In the Holy Land, went on D. Alfonso, each sheep takes his place in the grazing line in the morning and keeps the same position throughout the day. Once during the day, however, each sheep leaves its place and goes to the shepherd. Whereupon the shepherd stretches out his hand and rubs the animal's nose and ears, scratches its chin, and whispers affectionately into its ears. The sheep, meanwhile, rubs against his leg. If the shepherd is sitting down, nibbles at his ear and rubs its cheek against his face. After a few moments of this communion with the master, the sheep returns to its place in the feeding line. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There is an actual valley of the shadow of death in Palestine, and every shepherd from Spain to Dalmatia knows it. It is south of the Jericho road leading from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea, and it's a narrow defile through a mountain range. Climatic and grazing conditions make it necessary for the sheep to be moved through this valley for seasonal feedings each year. The valley is 4.5 miles long. Its side walls are over 1,500 feet high in some places, and it is only 10 or 12 feet wide at the bottom. Travel through the valley is dangerous because its floor has gullies 7 or 8 feet deep. Actually, the footing on solid rock is so narrow in many places that a sheep cannot turn around, and it is an unwritten code of shepherds that flocks must go up the valley in the morning and then down toward the eventide, lest flocks should meet in the defile. About halfway through the valley, the walk crosses from one side to the other at a place where the path is cut in two by an 8-foot gully. One side of the gully is about 18 inches higher than the other. The sheep must jump across it. The shepherd stands at this break and coaxes or forces the sheep to make the leap. If a sheep leaps and lands in the gully, the shepherd's rod is brought into play. The old-style crook circles a larger sheep's neck or a small sheep's chest, and the animal is lifted to safety. If a more modern, narrow crook is used, the sheep is caught about the hoofs and lifted up to the walk. Many wild dogs lurk in the shadow of the valley, looking for prey. The shepherd, skilled in throwing his staff, uses it as a weapon. Thus the sheep have learned to fear no evil, even in the valley of the shadow of death, for their master is there to protect them from harm. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. David's meaning is a simple one, said the Alfonso, when conditions on the Holy Land sheep ranges are known. Poisonous plants, which are fatal to grazing animals, abound. Each spring, the shepherd must be constantly alert. When he finds the plants, he takes his mattock and goes on ahead of the flock, grubbing out every stalk and root he can see. As he digs out the stalks, he lays them upon little stone pyres, some of which were built by shepherds in the Old Testament days, and by the morrow they are dry enough to burn. When the pasture is free from poisonous plants, the sheep are led into it, and in the presence of their plant enemies, they eat in peace. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. At every sheepfold, there's a big earthen bowl of olive oil and a large jar of water. As the sheep come in for the night, they are led through a gate. The shepherd lays his rod across the top of the gateway just above the back of his sheep. As each sheep passes, he quickly examines it for briars in the ears, snags in the cheek, or the weeping of eyes from dust or scratches. When such conditions are found, he drops the rod across the sheep's back, and it steps out of line. Each sheep's wounds are carefully cleaned. Then the shepherd dips his hand into the olive oil and anoints the injury. A large cup is dipped into the water, a jar of water, that's kept cool by evaporation in the unglazed pottery, and is brought out never half full, but always overflowing. The sheep will sink its nose into the water clear up to his eyes, if fevered, and drink until fully refreshed. When all the sheep are at rest, the shepherd places his staff within easy reach in case it is needed during the night. Then he wraps himself in his woolen robe and lies down across the gateway facing the sheep for his night's repose. So, concluded the Alfonso, after all the care and protection the shepherd has given it, a sheep may well soliloquize in the twilight, as translated into words by David, "Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."